Robert B. Haling, a Tallahassee native, is one of the new inductees into the third annual Florida Civil Rights Hall of Fame. Speaking at a ceremony held in the Capitol building Wednesday, the 94-year-old recalled a time when he was much younger, when it was just the historic Capitol building.
My first 21 years was spent right here all over the city of Tallahassee. I even pushed a push lawnmower to cut the grass in front of the old Capitol out front there.
Haling is the first black Florida dentist to be elected to the local, regional, state, and national level of the American Dental Association. And as a civil rights activist, he also fought alongside Dr. Martin Luther King. Not only is he known as the father of the St. Augustine Civil Rights Movement, Haling is also known as the father of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which banned discrimination based on race and gender on a federal level.
Because Dr. King and other civil rights organizations appealed to me to give Lyndon Johnson, as president, a cessation period of 2 weeks before he would sign the Civil Rights Act, I said, no way. We were going to continue to demonstrate and do whatever we had to do until that act was signed. Mm. And so he had to speed up the time to sign the Civil Rights Act. Wow.
Also inducted was Jacksonville native James Weldon Johnson, the first African-American admitted to the Florida Bar and writer of the Black National Anthem. It's had several renditions over the years, including a version sung by gospel singer B.B. Winans. The final inductee is Asa Philip Randolph of Crescent City, who was instrumental in organizing the famous March on Washington, D.C., as well as forming the first predominantly black labor union. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.